Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us, because we don't have any.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks here. Are you all right?
Yep.
What's up?
Good morning.
And Ryland's over there. We went to the Park Inn yesterday, and we went to the restaurant there, which is called RBG.
RBG and steaks.
And Vianney came down, and you know who Vianney is.
She's lovely.
She's one of the heads at the Park Inn. She came down to see how we were doing, which is awfully nice of her, and she had a camera on her.
Yeah, big one.
And she wanted to take some pictures of us eating. Now, there was a problem, and that problem was...
Yeah.
We'd already finished our meal.
Yeah, like...
So...
Inhaled the lot.
Oh, man, it was so, so nice. So what did we do? Vianney was going, oh, well, I really want to take some pictures, and I came straight down where I knew that you were here. So I said, listen, it's all right. What we'll do is we'll just hide the plates. We'll keep them there. We'll hide the plates, and I'll hide it with my arm, the empty plate. And you can take a picture, and I'll pretend. I'll put a fork up to my mouth and pretend like I'm eating.
I know where this is going.
And George had a little bit of a meat which he didn't eat on the side of the plate. That's known as the gristle.
And I can't eat it. I have to always pick it off.
So George said, she looked at me and said, "It's all right, love. I'll just hide my gristle." Classy bird.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah. We're sorry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up, get up.
It's a brand new day.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay today.
Good morning.
I just like to say...
Oh, hang on. Whoa. George, are you all right?
I am. Very good, thank you.
Very good.
Okay. A lovely day.
I thought that maybe you weren't because you didn't answer this lady's question.
Well, no,
you
didn't. Out loud.
No, you didn't.
Oh,
did you do it in your head? Oh, right.
Sorry.
Who is this?
My name is Michelle.
Hello, Michelle.
How are you?
Yeah, I think we've done this. I've got this weird French thing.
I just wanted to say I absolutely hated High FM.
Yeah.
The longest time ever. But now...
But now... I hate it even more.
No, you made me switch back.
What did you used to listen to?
Oh, Merge, of course.
Merge. Well, not of course. There's a few choices here. Not that much.
Yeah, not that much. But Merge, I used to listen to Merge.
Okay.
But no more.
And the music has got so much better. Well, and I don't want this repeated.
What don't you want repeated?
Any of this on the radio. I'm just telling you.
There might be a bit of a problem there.
No, please don't.
Well, we're on the air now.
Come on.
What?
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Ricky Martin has got engaged.
He has. I saw that.
Well, who's the lucky lady? Replied a time traveller from 2005.
Here we go. Wake up.
I just keep moving. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
While you were out gallivanting
with Jack Machado,
gallivanting last night at the Crown Plaza, myself and my 5-year-old were having a movie night.
What did you watch?
Now, well, before I get to that, the funny thing was, as Debbie was leaving, at about, was it about 6:30? You were collecting her about 6:30, wasn't it? So she was leaving at 6:30, and Annie said, "Can I stay up?" And Debbie said, "Yeah, you can stay up."
And she made it your problem.
No, it was fine. I had a movie night, so. Okay. We watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Which one?
The original one.
Oh,
I know.
How did she get on with the boat scene?
Thank you. The boat scene, yeah, she liked it. She liked the whole thing. At the start, when it was the backstory of Charlie, she wasn't really into it. Literally, that was, about 10, 15 minutes. But then when it started to get magical, into the Chocolate Factory.
The moment Gene Wilder does the somersault.
Oh, loved it. Loved it.
But that boat scene, that is freaky.
Covered in chocolate and then not in chocolate. Yeah, that's the one you're talking about.
No, the one where they will get the boat and it's going round.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So I'm not okay with that, to be honest.
I actually went to the bathroom during that without even realising it.
You just left her on her own.
And I came back and the kids were getting out of the boat and the one of the fathers went, "Oh, I'm not doing that again." Is it Veruca said, "I don't want a boat like that, Daddy. Yeah. I don't want a boat like that." I'd forgotten about that.
What's the next movie night then, Poltergeist?
Well, our first movie night last night, Debbie came back. What time was it about? It was about 10:30. Annie was still up.
Boy.
She was hiding behind the sofa and Annie was still up. Dad and daughter, night up.
Aww.
Apart from my daughter's 5 years old, so she's never going to get up this morning.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three. Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination.
How did you like the chocolate factory, Charlie?
I think it's the most wonderful place in the whole world.
I'm very pleased to hear you say that, because I'm giving it to you. I can't go on forever, and I don't really want to try. So who can I trust to run the factory when I leave? But Charlie, don't forget what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he always wanted.
What happened?
He lived happily ever after.
They gather in a secret location. They are extraordinary. We will witness their power.
Excuse me, everyone, if I can have your attention, please.
Live! Robin Banks.
I have free control over you.
Good morning to you guys.
Good morning to you. How's it going? Who is that?
Abe. My name is Abe Abraham.
All right, Abe. What have you forgotten today?
I have forgotten to pack my pair of boxers.
Your what?
You forgot to pack your what?
A pair of boxers. My boxers, I forgot to pack. I packed the whole drop up in the film. I got dressed up. Pumped up, took a shower, ready to go out. I was like, oops.
Uh-oh. Are you commando now, Abe?
big time.
See you later, dude.
Thank you. Cheers.
Robin Banks.
Warning, you are now entering a bad taste zone.
It's IFM, Robin Banks.
It's IFM, George Ryland.
George Ryland.
Robin Banks.
Robin Banks. This could go to well. I went to, as I said I would, gym yesterday.
Did you go to the Crown Plaza?
I did.
It's nice up there.
It is nice.
Really nice.
And because I go at times when there's not many people about, I usually have the gym to myself.
Do you do that on purpose?
I don't have to do it on purpose, but I would, because I like that.
Yeah.
Also, because I get a bit bored on machines and stuff, so I've found a new workout.
Yeah.
And this is an intense fat-burning HIIT workout with compound moves.
Oh, hello.
I was doing this and I was on my own.
All right.
And then, just at the moment where I could have been looking slightly aggressive, someone came in. Right, I will show you the move with this here hat.
You need a hat.
Well, I'd have a medicine ball, do I?
All right, okay.
So
this is, the hat is now on the ground.
Squat, pick up your medicine ball, and she's on your knee, right, and then smash it on the ground for 45 seconds. And this guy was trying not to stare at me.
But you have to. You have to.
I know.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi, Adam.
Where's he gone?
I don't know, but he got past the window there.
Yeah, but I waved him in. I said, come in.
And he ignored you, full way.
He ignored me.
Go and get him. Fetch, Robin.
Yes! Now he's running, look.
With that look of fear. Good morning.
Good morning.
When you were walking past, I beckoned you and went, come on in. You didn't see it.
No peripheral vision.
Yeah, it's just walking straight past like that. I don't want to please.
People actually do that. They get a newspaper or they all of a sudden take a phone call when they see Robin.
Something happens. They wave hello to the Hall a lot and then they give us a brief little like that and then, their phone rings. Why is that, eh? Why is that?
Because... No. Yeah.
Just wanted to say good morning, that's all.
Good morning, yeah.
That's it.
I can hear the nerve.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm really nervous.
Please let me go. It's the weekend.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go! I've got a great idea for a bit.
How exciting.
I think you'll either love this or you'll hate it.
Okay.
We get people to call up.
Right.
And we just abuse them.
Done. 22 000 959.
Hang on. I didn't think it'd be that easy.
What? Have you met me?
I thought I would have to sway you a little bit on that bit.
Did you?
Yeah, I thought you would play devil's advocate and go, hang on a minute, that could be a bit negative to how people perceive us and this show.
I had a hugely positive reaction to it.
You like that bit?
I like that bit, because if you're up for that, if you're going to call after hearing that, then you're up for some mad fans. So it's on.
So 22000959. If you just want to be abused in the morning by me and her.
I mean, pick a topic, don't pick a topic, whatever. We'll find something.
Just say hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they just don't
hey
say
hey.
Look at this. This is working. We're abusing you before we've even started the bit and spoken to anyone.
I'm mocking your opening gambit.
Robin Banks is the host. Weekday mornings while it lasts.
Get up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Get up!
Hello! Alright. Yeah. I was off my little soiree for a couple of days before my road trip. Went up the Green Mountain. I slagged you off behind your back.
Me?
And I need to tell you that I was completely wrong.
Right.
You gave my wife something for our road trip.
A cool box.
The cool box. That was the biggest cool box that I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
That was massive.
That's really average for here because it's camping and stuff.
So that cool box is, I mean, how big is it? It looks like it's as big as me.
That's exaggerated massively. Don't know how many litres it is, but I know you can get a good few litres of water in it.
That's one massive cool box.
Yeah.
When Debbie brought that out, I went, what's that? She went, oh, George gave it to me. It's a cool box. We're going to keep some stuff in it. So I opened it up and it was a quarter full.
Right.
And I went, but it's massive. It's not going to last the trip. She went, look, we'll leave it in the back of the car when we get there and it'll be fine. I'm like, don't be ridiculous. George, I spent 2 days up Green Mountain, and when we came back, the stuff was still cool in it.
Well, yeah, it's a cool box.
Man, I cooked for over 48 hours.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a good cool box.
That is the best cool box.
I know, and ever. It's purple.
I've never been in the market for a cool box.
That's the one camping item that I own.
I was raving about that cool box on the way back for at least 2 hours of the journey. Is that a sign that I'm getting old? Oh, I love that cool box. That's a great cool box you got there.
I'm very proud of that cool box.
Well, I'm waiting for Paul to write some words and Joe to play some licks. And I'm waiting for Joe to play some chords while Paul writes me a hit, playing me drums. While the real talent writes me a hit song, playing me drums. Peace and love. Paul, you're almost done in the other room then.
In the morning, we gon' do it again.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
In the morning,
Hi, FM. Oman.
Should we do a Ryland fishing story?
Yeah, this is quite special.
Here we go. Here is a George Ryland family fishing story. This is High FM.
This was when I was little, so well, she was all the Rylands. Five of us.
Little Rylands.
And we went to one of those fishing places in France. Have you ever been?
No.
So it's basically just a square pond and you go fishing it. So it's flawless.
Okay.
You just catch fish because they're in a really small contained area.
Right, okay.
So we got there in the afternoon.
Was it like a fishing farm that you just put your rods in?
Yeah, it's kind of a little touristy thing. So, you know, you can take your kids because you can go out, I presume, all day and not catch anything. So you go to this place and then, you know, you're guaranteed to get your dinner and off you go.
So you don't want kids going home not catching fish. So you bring them here and they're going to catch something.
Yeah.
Okay, I like
Perfect. So we got there in the afternoon and that was fun. And then, at the end of the day, they kind of wanted to close.
Right.
And we still hadn't caught anything.
Oh.
So they came along with a bat. So I'd hit them over the head so we could just fish them out with a net.
I love it. Oh, there you go. There is a George Ryland family fishing story.
Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Get up.
This is High FM. My name's Robin Banks. George Ryland's there.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
There we go. Pretty sweet. Oh, have you heard about the new airline class that is available?
No, I've not heard anything about it.
Basically, what they've done is they've thought economy.
Yeah.
just too good for some people. Let's go one lower.
No, really?
No, yeah, basic economy.
Basic economy.
Basic economy.
Our friends Oman Air won't be rolling that, will they?
They will not be rolling
that. Absolutely not.
I don't think anyone in the Middle East is going to be touching this.
Could I have basic economy?
What?
Because it's so cheap, they cut back on things like the food.
You can't choose your own seat.
Oh, right, okay.
You can't have any space in the overhead bin. You can't even choose to upgrade.
Oh, and wow, that's sweet.
And this is the worst. Yeah. This would be like being a kid
best.
In school
it's the best.
And not being picked for a team.
This is it.
You've got to board last.
Oh, yeah. No.
To the back, peasant. Wait.
Oh, don't laugh.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go!
I've asked Woffa to come in. Ah, here she comes.
Lovely Woffa.
Hello!
Hey! Here she is. It's lovely Woffa.
Hi, George.
Hi, Derek.
From Halle, which is lovely. It's always lovely to have you here. Last night, my little girl came home. She's in school over here. She's 5 years old. She started teaching me Arabic.
Oh, really?
I need to know if what she's telling me is correct.
Okay,
so this is some audio from my little girl that I recorded her last night, and she's teaching me some Arabic.
Daddy, do you know what red is in Arabic?
So she's saying, do you know what red is? The colour red in Arabic.
Dick.
What the word red is in Arabic?
Yes, Daddy.
Okay, what's the word red in Arabic?
Arpa.
What?
Again?
Okay.
Arpa.
Arpa.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Arpa.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Is that
red
right?
Red is Ahmar.
So nearly right.
Yeah.
She nearly got it right. Okay. This is right. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know what the word for pink is?
The word for pink. Hang on, that's the same as the word for red. What's it's the word for pink?
Werdi.
So, white, so correct.
She got that completely wrong. Are you sure?
Why is pink again?
I don't know. I don't speak Arabic. You're learning Arabic.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, go on then.
Sapa.
Hang on. Are you sure?
I
forgot the Arabic.
Did you? Do you know any other Arabic words?
Yeah.
What?
White in Arabic.
White.
Is apa. It's just like apa, but it's not.
Hang on.
It's just.
What? There's a lot of apa, fa-pa,
no.
Pa-pa's going on.
Papa.
Well, what is papa?
That is green in Arabic.
Really?
Yes.
Are you making this up?
No.
So,
she massively is.
Is my little girl, is my five-year-old lying to me? That's all I need to know.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy. Okay.
What?
It's some words is maybe Amy.
So, yeah, she is.
She's
yeah,
taking
she
you for a phone. Yeah, she tried her best, Sarah.
Oh, it's so sweet. And Woffa's so lovely. Oh, wow. Wow.
Liar.
Maybe. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Good morning.
Warning. You are now entering a bad taste zone.
BuzzFeed, obviously.
Hang on.
Good morning. This is High FM. Robin Banks there. George Ryland here. Ooh. So we've got 24 things off Scottish Twitter.
Scottish Twitter.
Scottish Twitter. I love this one. See how Scottish people wear tops that say New York or LA. Do people from America wear tops saying Arbroath or East Kilbride?
Yeah. Kathy Douglas is on this radio station
She's
as well.
So Scottish.
Oh my God. Right, I cannot tell you this story on the radio, but I'm going to tell you off the air. And just your reaction, right? And,
right? Oh, okay.
So here we go. This is what she did yesterday. She came into the office, right? And the first words out of her dirty Scottish...
Oh,
Now, we thought she was scared.
No, she just had...
No, and we go, oh, what happened?
Dietary issues.
And then she said that.
Oh.
Can you believe that? And she looked at us, and we in the office, myself and the boy Everton, we were shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked we were. That's what she said to us. And I said to her, you should say that, first link at 12 o'clock.
Do you have a bag,
Pax? This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Jishnu's in with his new haircut.
Hello.
Yay for your new haircut. Where'd you get it done?
In Alquer.
I don't remember the show.
You don't remember the name of it? No. Oh, we'll find out the name of it, so I know not to go there.
It's got the beginnings of House Party.
What did you do? Did you go in and say, make me look silly?
My hair starts falling. No, I mean, my hair starts falling. So
your hair's what? Falling out?
Falling, yeah.
How much? Well, you've got a fine bush of hair there.
Yeah, I know, but...
You're getting old, mate. Yeah. You're getting old.
True. Receding.
Yeah. Are you receding? Have you got a little... Are you as bad as me at the back?
No.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
What's up? What am I missing?
I did this last night. I sat there hysterically crying and laughing for about 2 minutes going, I'm so tired. That was a half past seven. So I've just looked on the Twitter and on our feed. This is a thing from the New York Times. It says, tired? How about some tips on becoming a morning person?
Oh, I'm going to punch Twitter in the face.
I'm going to punch you in your Twitter face. You got to get
the worst of the High FM morning show. Turn it
up. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
You know when you're driving?
Yes.
And you get stuck in traffic?
Yep.
Like on the expressway and you're stuck in traffic for like 20 minutes?
Or on the way home every day.
And suddenly the traffic clears and there was nothing slowing it down?
Yep.
And you're all like, that was for nothing. And you hate that?
Well, no, I'd rather that than there had been an accident, someone got hurt.
Ah. This is where I'm different to you.
Really?
And I think a lot of people listening might relate to me. Because if I'm stuck in traffic for like 40 minutes and then over on my right-hand side, I see a car that's been in a crash, I think, well, that's all right then.
What's wrong with you? Or is it me? Am I the odd one out? I don't know anymore. What?
I am late for work in my car. Oh, what a bummer. Ooh, hey, and though the roads are packed bumper to bumper, it's alright. Here's why. 'Cause as long as I'm listening to these guys, I'ma leave them locked on my radio dial. They're kinda twisted, but they got a real fine show in the morning. Hey.
Big Muscat Daily News.
Oh, is it big news?
Yeah, it's gonna affect you.
Okay, big news.
Big, huge news. Dutch greenhouses have mastered the technique of cultivating vanilla orchids in a milder climate.
I've got a Dutch oven.
Oh, I knew where that was going as soon as I said it. Oh, I wish I hadn't done that.
Oh, that stick. Yeah, let me just pull the duvet over.
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings. On High FM.
Let's go! Just got WhatsApp from my wife. You know, she sprained her ankle.
Yeah, it sounds really bad. Yeah. I'll see her later. I'll have a look at this ankle.
And she just sent me a message saying, your daughter is hilarious. Arrived at school, the teacher asks, oh no, what did you do to your foot? Pointing at Debbie's ankle. And he turns around and says, she fell off a mountain. Hello, High FM.
Good morning, George.
It's a phone call for you, George.
Good morning.
It's one of your fans.
How are you, my dear?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I would you tell Robin to extend his leave like 5 more days because we were enjoying you more.
Dude, I'm here.
I'm kind of in the middle of this now. I'm just going to... Maybe you'd like to say that to Robin.
Well, no. This person wants to speak to you. So.
No. It's for George. We want George only.
You want George only? Okay, well, that's fair enough.
Thank you very much. I feel kind of awkward.
They were nice. Our programs were nice. No, we need to see a beat, Robin.
Okay. You can get her Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock.
There we go.
If you want.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for
that. I just wanted to say I missed Robin, but not that much.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
I enjoyed George's program.
Yeah, okay, you said that a couple of times now.
All right, have a nice day.
Hang on. How can I have a nice day after that? That's ruined my day now.
I'm going to pay for that.
Yeah, thank you. Who are you?
I'm Hilda from Ibri.
You sound very young. No, you sound like you're not old enough to make an informed decision
Hilda's
yet.
Hilda's an adult.
How old are you, Hilda?
I'm 30.
You sound very, very young.
My voice is
embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. It's lovely. Listen, thank you so much. No, why am I thanking you for calling?
Thank you so much, Hilda. Yeah, you have a lovely day.
She's one of yours.
Lovely.
That's what she is. Yeah, goodbye. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is High FM. Have you got uncontrollable locks?
What?
Have you got uncontrollable hair?
Oh, I thought you meant key locks. No, all I ever does is straight.
Do you, listening, use many hair products?
Not a one.
But the second your hair gets just a little wet or there's a little bit of wind, you're back to looking like old frizzy haired, like Albert Einstein.
Nope.
Just like everything else that's wrong in your life, you can blame your parents.
Obviously, surely.
There's a new study out, found a link between uncontrollable hair and genetics. So if you're losing the battle with your hair, the daily battle, the daily grind, it is not your fault. On the bright side, this study also found as you get older, your hair will start to get more manageable.
Oh, when it falls out.
Is that a joke about me? It's not very
Someone's
nice.
Someone's a little oversensitive today.
This doesn't make up for all those traumatising years in school, though. But it is something to look forward to, I guess. Until then, just know you, my friends, are not suffering alone.
You're a bit bored, though. Wake up.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
High FM.
How does something like that happen?
Hello.
Hello.
Guys, I'm just glad you two are not separated.
Oh. Do we need some sad music?
Yeah, I think we do.
A bit of sad music. Please. There we go. Yes, oh. Is that it?
Yeah, because, basically,
yeah.
I can't have my breakfast show without my two favorite people.
No, of course not.
And it's like, besties.
You know, having the sandwich without the filling or...
Watch out.
Oh, this is getting weird.
What I mean is,
oh, here we go.
You guys belong together always.
You belong together
in a form of radio show.
Stop digging.
Weird it out.
It's
weird
bad
it
enough.
Out.
I've got to go now.
Bye. Travel. Bye. Weather. News.
Studio's on fire.
Yes, that's it.
The
fire.
The studio's on fire. We've got to go.
Bye bye.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.